This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Well, I hope you were able to listen to the last 15 minutes of the show. Chris Maloney of Law & Order, the big star, realized that he made a mistake Saturday night when he was out at dinner. I came over to introduce myself. My daughters in tow, big fans of Law & Order, and felt like Chris kind of blew me off. And he felt bad about it, and he called in, and everything's good now. He's going to let me know where he's going to be at dinner every Saturday night, and I'll try to bring my daughters there so we can make it at least seem like we're good buddies now. Yes, Paul?
His one criticism of you is that you should have came in hotter, came in like, hey, Chris, what's up? Instead of like, kind of like, hey, you know, I'm Dan Patrick, sportscaster. He suggested you would have come in a little more forcefully.
Yeah, I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to come in too hot.
Confidence, Dan. Confidence.
I know.
Come on.
But I had to have confidence to walk over there in the first place. And I waited till he was done with dinner. But when he gave me, when I said, hey, Dan Patrick, sportscaster, and he goes, oh, okay. And that's when I knew I was in trouble. I was like, oh, boy. And then I just started babbling. And Chris, kind enough to
Even good at basketball, by the way.
Yeah, I know. I did say that. I was desperate.
The best.
Yeah, I know. But he did call in. He realized that he made a mistake. You know, celebrity on celebrity crime, right there, and embarrassed me in front of my daughters. And no, it didn't bother me for the next 48 hours. Yes, and the fact that he discussed it with his wife later, that maybe it was a little awkward. Yes, Seton.
Do you feel like next time maybe you'll play it more cool?
Yeah. Yeah. And I
think that's really the lesson that should be taken from this. You just got to be more confident and be more cool.
Yeah, but I'm not cool and I'm not confident.
I know. That's why you got to work on those things.
So the next time, Chris! Chrissy! No, that's not going to work.
No.
No, I was just trying to do it in kind of a grown-up manner. Like, you know, be respectful. Hi, Chris. Dan Patrick, sportscaster. Oh, okay. And I went, damn. And my daughters are right there with me, right over my shoulder. No, I do know him. Girls, I know him. He doesn't know that I know him. All righty. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, @DP Show. Jim Boeheim will join us coming up, the former Syracuse head coach. I want to know when he retired. Because it felt like he wasn't retired even when we thought he was retired. I don't know if he wanted to retire, but it felt like when he said, well, you're going to have to ask, you know, school officials, and they're like, ah, we'd like to introduce our new head coach, Adrian Autry. Yes, Marv.
Should we ask him if he can just get his team together just one more time and play like Georgetown or St. John's at the Garden? His last game should not have been in Greensboro against Wake Forest.
Your next great movie is right here, Puss in Boots. The Last Wish is certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes, Oscar-nominated, streaming on Peacock, and that's one impressive cat. By the way, the Raiders, they got Jimmy Garoppolo, and they just picked up a wide receiver from the Patriots, Jacoby Myers, 3-year deal. So Jimmy Garoppolo and Jacoby Myers. All right. Jimmy's got some weapons there. All he does is win. Yeah, Paul.
Doesn't Jacoby Myers seem like the perfect second receiver? Like, he shouldn't be the guy who has to catch all the balls. Like, it felt like he had to do too much. But with Davante Adams, love that guy.
No, it sounds like a personal injury law firm. And you can let Jacoby and Myers represent you. We will get top dollar for you. We know because we ride.
Jacoby and Myers.
Jacoby and Myers.
And he's already scored a touchdown for them, too, which is nice.
Oh, too soon with that. Where does that rank worst plays in the history of the NFL? The famed, infamous lateral that Chandler Jones took back.
When he stiff-armed Mac Jones.
Oh, my God.
Tough to come back from.
Poor Mac
Jones. He was being blessed.
He was. I'm going to anoint you. You've
been healed.
You've been saved.
Yeah, that kind of, the Mac Jones, you know, stiff-arm kind of saves Jacoby Myers.
Yes,
a little bit. Not only does he make one of the worst plays in the history of the NFL, he gets absolutely trucked right after throwing the ball and gets sent end over end.
Yeah, I know. And it felt like I forgot that it was Jacoby Myers who threw the lateral back to Mac Jones, because I just remember Chandler Jones trying to squish Mac Jones there. It was, you know, he's like petting a puppy. Like, oh, nice. Lie down. Yeah, Paul.
I think we had Marcus Spears on, and you said it would have been worse if he didn't try to make the tackle. He goes, no one. It would have been better if he didn't try to make the tackle long term.
Yeah. Well, that's where you just go in a fetal position. But it was too quick, where Jones got it, and then all of a sudden, Mac's right there. And it's like when Van Gundy was grabbing Alonzo Mourning when they had the Knicks and the Heat fight. And you're just holding on like, Jeff, what are you doing? I don't know. But I'm going to stop this altercation here. All righty. Poll question for hour two is what, Seton?
Oh, man, what a day. I'm trying to come up with one off of the Chris Maloney. Maloney interview.
Maloney.
Yeah. We still have, if you were the Jets, you would sign Aaron Rodgers or Lamar Jackson. Yeah. 72% now, Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, I would too. Because I know I get him for a longer period of time. Not as good a quarterback, but I have a chance to build things around him. Or, you know, he can help accentuate what we already have. Aaron Rodgers, we know, can, you know, still play at a very high level. But I don't know how long he wants to play. And I think we find out today. I think when he goes on McAfee is where he, you know, says, hey, here's the deal. You know, Alan Lazard and the Jets are working on a deal. And so he could be going there. Nathaniel Hackett, who was with Rodgers in Green Bay. Trey Wingo, former ESPN sportscaster, has already said that the deal is done. Rodgers is going to the Jets. And so I'll take Trey at his word there that Aaron Rodgers is going to go to the Jets. Let's see. A couple other things. The Paulie has a quarterbacks quiz. Off of Aaron Rodgers.
This is based off last hour. We had a caller who said that Aaron Rodgers is drastically overrated and overhyped. Right. You know,
he's overcovered.
Yeah. No matter what you think about him, like, he hasn't won in a while, but there's a lot of quarterbacks who haven't won at all. His stats all time are really silly. I mean, they're even better than Tom Brady's stats, the regular season stats.
Okay.
How many quarterbacks all time have at least 300 touchdown passes career and fewer than 125 interceptions? So that's a really high-end touchdown interception radio. Above 300 touchdown passes, fewer than 125 picks.
One.
Two. One of them's Russell Wilson. 308 touchdowns, only 98 picks. Mm. Aaron Rodgers has 475 touchdown passes and only 105 picks.
Yeah.
It's not even close.
Yeah.
His average season, he averages like 6 interceptions and 40 touchdowns.
But what happens when they get to the postseason? I know he's won a Super Bowl. It's difficult to win a Super Bowl. Hasn't won a Super Bowl in over a decade. But he's had home field advantage. He's been there for conference title games.
11-10 record in the playoffs. 45 touchdowns, 13 picks.
Yeah.
And hasn't had a lot of... I mean, it's one of those things. If he had won his Super Bowl in his last 5 years instead of his first five, it would be treated differently, don't you think? A lot differently?
Yeah, yeah.
John Elway's first 10 is like Aaron Rodgers' last 10.
Yeah.
Success-wise.
Yeah. Yeah, see.
He's the most talented quarterback to ever play the game. But what else would we expect? But you know what? Those numbers are great, but you still only got one ring.
I know. Drew Brees has one.
Yeah.
Peyton really has one. You know, there's guys who have one who are really good quarterback. You know, Brett Favre has one.
Would you rather have Eli Manning's career or Aaron Rodgers' career?
Aaron Rodgers.
It's a quick answer, right?
Yeah. I mean, Eli won two Super Bowls, had a couple of big plays. Defense won one of those Super Bowls, you know, roughing up Brady. Would you rather have Dan Marino's career or Aaron Rodgers?
Rodgers for me.
Yeah, me too.
What are you doing that to Dan for?
Oh,
you're lashing out again.
No, I'm not lashing out. Pauly brought it up.
You just lashed out at Dan Marino for no reason.
Maybe I did, and I'm friends with Dan.
It's kind of like, would you rather be an overachiever or an underachiever?
What else do we have? Anything else?
All right, how about a question off Chris Maloney, the actor from Law & Order? Would you rather have his career, a long-time TV career? And I bet, you know, there's just residual checks floating around his house all over, like, piles.
Yes.
Or, like, a good movie actor. But, like, who would be good? Like,
who's the guy doing Not So Smart? Ooh. Who's that guy in the Verizon commercials? Paul Giamatti?
Oh, why?
Dude, no, what?
No.
Not So Smart.
Oh, when he does Einstein?
Einstein. What's happening there?
I know.
Paul Giamatti's getting paid. That's what's happening.
Yeah, but still. What, Marv? What?
To Paulie's question, Chris Maloney or John C. Reilly?
Okay. John C. Reilly, considered a very good movie actor, rarely the star of his movies, but a pure movie guy. He hasn't done much TV.
He's an actor's actor.
Chris Maloney's been on TV for 20 years. And chose to leave Law & Order and then come back with his own show.
Yeah.
He left by choice.
Yeah. Well, since Chris Maloney is a new best friend of mine, I would say Chris, because he's my guy.
You're picking your friends.
He's my guy. Chris Maloney's my buddy. Can't wait to see him at dinner next time. We'll get the phone calls coming up. Jim Boeheim. What kind of mood do you think Jim Boeheim's going to be in? Does he give me one of those today?
I think it might get a little prickly.
Yes. I think so. Yes, Todd.
He's got to be prepared to wrestle with you a little bit. He knows there's some questions coming that are less than comfortable to answer.
Well, he can now talk. Now it's over. He can talk. Say whatever he needs to say.
He's officially a free agent at this point?
Yeah, I don't think he's going to go to another job. Okay. Yeah, I don't think he's... Like Mike Bray at Notre Dame has said, hey, I'm not retiring. It feels like Notre Dame is going to bring in a new coach, but it feels like Mike Bray still wants to coach.
He was there a long time.
Yes.
A sneaky long time.
Yes. Was he there longer than Digger Phelps was there at Notre Dame? Because it feels like Mike was there a long, long time.
I got Mike Bray. Jeez. Seems right. I think he got there in 2000. That's like 22 seasons.
Yeah. Wow. Huh. How long was Digger Phelps at Notre Dame?
I think 9, but I got to check.
I have him at Notre Dame. Digger was 71 to 91.
Oh.
That long.
Okay. Yeah, so about 20 years for him and a little over 20 years for Mike Bray.
Man, that's a long time.
Yeah. Philip in Florida joins us. Hi, Phil. What's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
First off, I just wanted to say that I'm a proud member of the Invalid Club. I found your show in 2020, and I was laid up in the hospital and started listening then. So I always appreciate the joy that you and the guys bring every day. Secondly, I was able to order some moonshine this time, and my wife and I can't wait to try it when it comes in.
Good.
And lastly, I hope you and the Danettes have a great week free of awkward celebrity encounters.
Thank you, Phil. That's Philip. Getting the moonshine, tailgate moonshine. And once again, the Invalid Fan Club is a very powerful fan club here on the program. How many times would we hear that? You know, I was laid up with knee surgery and I found your show. Broke my arm and I couldn't change the channel and I found your show. Like, all right.
The official show, hip replacement. You're really down for the count with that one.
But I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Very loyal. I know that, you know, you're locked in every morning for 3 hours. Yeah, Seton.
I'm just saying, if Peacock knows what they're doing, they're going to move Chris Maloney to right after us, and then it'll go Dan Patrick right into 17 straight hours of Law and Order.
I like that.
You'd get people locked in for hours and hours and hours.
Okay.
Yep. They should start teaming us up.
Okay. Don't want to pit us against each other.
No, no, same team.
Yeah.
A crossover event.
Yeah.
Thursday's crossover event.
I wonder if we could do that.
Law and Order Fire.
Where
Law
Chris and Order somehow comes in and, you know, he solves a crime that happens.
Yeah, his new show is like organized crime related. It's a little more rough.
Gritty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like NBA refs are fixing games.
Now we're cooking.
Ripped from the headlines.
Ooh. Should I have told him when he called in that I haven't seen a full episode of Law & Order?
He wouldn't believe you.
It's almost impossible to not have seen an episode of Law & Order.
He would have been like, see, now you're getting nasty.
No, then he would say you're lashing out at me.
Yeah.
Yes. And I would understand that. All right. We'll take a break. I've got Jim Boeheim set to join us. I got something that Jay Billis talked about this yesterday. He hinted about this yesterday. And I got some more details about this, of maybe the future of March Madness. And it could change the sport forever. Jay talked about this a little bit because he was saying, why isn't Clemson in there or Rutgers in, and they did think about expanding the tournament to 90 or 96 teams. That was brought up. They have a committee called the Transformation Committee, and they recently talked about expanding March Madness to as many as 96 teams. This way, if you play in a really good conference, that you don't get left out, because March Madness, the tournament, wants Cinderella stories. We can watch basketball, you know, every night of the week. You can watch these games. But when you get a Cinderella story, certainly the first 2 weeks of the tournament, that's when people are talking about the tournament. If you get a blue blood winning and moving on, that doesn't move the needle. Now, when you get to the Final Four, you want to see the great teams play against one another and maybe have an outlier. But I have some details here from a source that I'm going to bring up to you a little bit more in detail after Jim Boeheim, just so you can get a sense of what could happen with March Madness. And it's not far-fetched, but it is a reality that I think down the road that we'll be talking about this. And as my source said, it could change college athletics again forever. I'll have that for you coming up in a little bit. Take a break. Jim Boeheim joins us next here on the Dan Patrick Show. Traeger. Oh, by the way, giving away a Traeger grill with our celebrity bracket challenge. That would be the Ironwood. When we got to see that at the Super Bowl, oh my goodness. It was like they just had a rolling kitchen and it had everything there. And they cook some great things. And people always say, well, you got Chad from Traeger. That's why it tastes so good. I go, no, anybody can cook on the Traeger because it's easy to use. And the wood-fired flavor is what makes it great. Keeps all the moisture in there. You're going to love all the grills that they have to offer. If you go to Traeger.com today, you use the code DPSHOW at checkout. Get free shipping on everything. Ask about the Wi-Fi or technology. I could control the grill from my phone here, and I'm a couple hundred feet away from that grill. Everything will, you know, I want to do, raise the temperature, lower the temperature. It's all there. They have something called precision temperature control to ensure everything you cook on the Ironwood is consistent. Once again, Traeger.com, promo code DPSHOW at checkout. Get free shipping on everything. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. This program, award-nominated, not award-winning, brought to you by Mercedes. They say good things come to those who wait. Mercedes-Benz SUV family proves otherwise, takes no time at all to set up a test drive at your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. Learn more at MBUSA.com. Also saw this from The Athletic. NBA and the NBA Players Association moving closer to an agreement to establish a rule that a player must play in a minimum number of games to be eligible for major awards as part of the potential new collective bargaining agreement. I brought this up to the commissioner, it was probably a year ago. I said, why don't you have a minimum amount of games that you have to play in to qualify for first team, second team, third team, all NBA or MVP or defensive player of the year? And he said he would look into it. So maybe that's an indirect result of that. He's the Hall of Fame head coach, former Syracuse head coach. I didn't think I would stay in the job long enough to say that you were the former Syracuse head coach, but I somehow outlasted you, Jim. Jim Boeheim joining us on the program. How's retirement treating you, Jim?
Oh, like a 200-pound weight off my shoulders. When you do something for 47 years, you just think it's normal how you feel. But when you do retire, I'm in Detroit now watching Buddy last night play for the Pistons. They actually got a win, and he played. But I'd have been sitting in New York City watching a high school game and running to different gyms. So I don't think I realized how nice this is to be able to come see your son. And I've been here for 4 days. I think that's the longest time I've ever spent away from basketball in 47 years. So, I mean, I can't tell you how happy I am. And the fact that you've outlasted me is really a testament to mediocrity prevailing. I mean, come on.
I appreciate that. I outlasted you, Coach K, Jay Wright, Roy Williams. I'm going to take them all down. Take them all down, well, Jim.
I remember sitting in the room with the Big East with John Thompson, Lou Carnesecca, Rick Pitino, Gary Williams, Jim Calhoun, and thinking, whew, this isn't an easy room right here. And somehow I outlasted all of them.
I mean, your career can't end in Greensboro, North Carolina. I mean, it should have. It should have ended at Madison Square Garden.
Well, you know, things change. I think that's the big thing in sports. Things change over the years, and you have to adjust to it. It's a whole new world now with the NIL, with, the immediate transfer portal. They're good things, and I think for the players, they'll end up being good, but it's a tremendous adjustment, and I think all colleges are trying to work their way through it. Some of it is troubling, as I've famously said in the last few months, but I don't think there's a solution for it, and I just think that coaches, schools are going to have to deal with it as we move forward. The NIL in itself was a great idea, but once you get the boosters involved and money involved, you know, it's going to go its own way.
All right, let's put this to bed. When did you decide to retire?
You know, I thought about it halfway through the year a little bit because I was having trouble motivating myself to get places. Like practice, which is important, but the 4-game losing streak, we had a pretty good year up until then. We were 16-10, young team, but I didn't coach well. We didn't play well. We got beat 4 games by 20 points each game. It just didn't feel good. Didn't feel like I was doing what I needed to do. We had a communications problem because I had a year. We had to work out our contract, and the chancellor was out of town. So things came up early. Bad scene, bad announcement. But we corrected everything in Syracuse with our press conference. I'll be at the university doing stuff. Not a lot of stuff. it's a great party. I came to Syracuse, Dan, 61 years ago. And I never left. It's never happened before. I never had to leave. I was a player, assistant coach, grad assistant coach, head coach. It's been a great time. I just feel so fortunate to have been able to do what I've done at one place for so long.
But why was it awkward there with that loss?
We hadn't worked some things out that had to be worked out. You know, it was simple. It wasn't difficult. It took 30 minutes to work it out. And it's unfortunate that we didn't get it worked out ahead of time, you know, but that's a minor thing. You know, at the end of the day, everybody's happy. Adrian Autry is going to do a great job. Played for me, smart player, hard worker, really good coach. He's got great people with him.
But it didn't feel like you wanted. It didn't feel like you wanted to retire.
No, I trust me.
Okay,
I was 100% ready. It looked that way, and I get that. But I was 100% ready. If I wasn't, I'd tell you. You know that. I would tell you. I 100% ready. It just wasn't. We just didn't, and it wasn't just the university's fault. It was really. Both parties, and it's all worked out. We're all happy. We've got a great coach. I wanted to coach this year. We had 6 young players, 5 freshmen, transfer, sophomore, another sophomore, and I thought we got through the year okay, not great, but okay, and I think we're in a pretty good position because we have every guy could come back. Of course, in college basketball, that's not something that usually happens.
Yeah.
Today's world. But I think most of them will come back, and I think we'll have a good team next year. And that's really all I'm concerned about.
He's Jim Boeheim, the Hall of Famer, now former coach at Syracuse. What's the closest you came to taking another job?
I talked to Ohio State in my living room in 86 or 87, and we were 5 minutes in the conversation. I knew I was just not going to Ohio State. And I actually recommended Gary Williams for the job, and they were smart. They went out and got him, great coach. But that was it. It's the only interview I ever had. I came to Syracuse in 62, and I never have wanted to leave, and I'm not leaving now. I live in Syracuse. It's my favorite city to live in the world if I had a choice, as I've said many times. And it's just a great place to be.
You look at the future of let's look at the future of March Madness. Yeah. I have a source who just sent me a detailed a lot of details about what could happen with March Madness. And, you know, do you have the haves and the have nots? I know they love the Cinderella story, but I wonder if these, you know, everybody in the SEC and the ACC and the Big Ten's going like, why are we entertaining this? Why don't we have our own model? And right. and I think that's where the sport is going to be headed here.
I think even if they go there with the Power Fives breaking away, I think the basketball tournament should always include everybody. And I think it will. I think if you expand it a little bit, which you could do very easily without hurting the tournament, you have play-in games right now, just go to three more sites and add a few more teams. But at the end of the day, I think the tournament, you like those teams. They're not going anywhere in most cases, but it's still fun, and there will be upsets. There will be upsets this year. Basketball is much, much more equal now, and it's much harder to really determine who should, who shouldn't be in. But for the most part, they get the right teams in. I think the problem with the net, it's not accurate. It really shows what you did in November and December, and if your league doesn't do well, then you can't recover. Yeah. For example, right now, Duke's playing the best of anybody in the country. They're a what, four seed?
I think five.
Five. That's based on they didn't have their starting point guard. They didn't have one of their best freshmen early in the year. They lost some games. Well, that is okay for getting in the tournament, but once you get teams in the tournament, the committee should be looking and saying, well, which teams really are the best teams now?
Yeah.
Duke's the best. At the worst, they're in the top 8 to 10 teams, at the worst. Whereas there's some other teams that played really well early, lose 6 or 7 games at the end of the year, their seeding is too high. But because they're basing on the whole year. It's all right to base entry into the tournament on the whole year, but when you get to seeding, you got to go with who's really good right now. This is the team that's really good. And the same happens in leagues. Last year we won 14 games in our league, and we got five teams in. We got five teams in again this year, and that's 1/3 of our league. Some leagues are getting 60 or 70% of the teams in their league, and they're not doing that well in the tournament. There's a league that hasn't won a game in years getting a bunch of teams in the tournament. I think there has to be some value put on you get in the tournament based on winning your league, basically.
Yeah.
But if your league doesn't do well in the tournament year after year after year after year, then there needs to be some kind of thought put into that. But that's just an observation from somebody that's been around too long, probably.
Can you fill out a bracket now? Do you want to be?
Oh yeah, I do.
Do you want to fill? Do you want to be on our bracket challenge, our celebrity bracket challenge?
Sure.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right, Fritzy, you'll reach out to Coach. And do I have to call you Coach, or are you former Coach now? Like, are you just Jim?
I think former Coach doesn't sound good. I think it's just Coach.
Is that your wife laughing in the background?
Thank you. Well, she set thank up you, Julie. The thing, or we wouldn't be talking. If she
oh, she did the Zoom. She figured.
Yeah. I did. Hi. Now it's time for. I'm going to retire soon.
She says she's retiring, but we're not because our foundation is going forward, and we're going to keep helping kids and stuff like that.
I feel bad for your wife. I mean,
oh no,
she's thank you, Dan.
She's the unluckiest person.
Oh, you're
in the
going
world.
Home, and she's got to be like, oh my God, go get a hobby.
No. She's already said you've got an office. You're going to get up. You're going to the office. Do not come home until like 5 o'clock. Don't come home for lunch.
Yeah.
No, don't do any of that. It's all set. And it's okay. It's okay. She puts up with me. I'll do whatever she says, just like all of us.
Yeah.
We don't admit to.
Well, congrats and good luck.
Hey, to do something you love for 47 years is, there's nothing better than that. And getting to know the people I've gotten to know, people, obviously you and a whole lot of other people. I still remember a couple of those Final Fours. We hung out together with Kevin. Pretty fun.
We hung out with Kevin Costner in San Antonio. And, you got all these coaches and you got Costner there. Costner throws that great party. And all he wants to do is talk to you guys about basketball.
Yeah, I mean, he's unbelievable guy. He loved basketball, and it was so much fun doing that. And it's great to watch him in Yellowstone, which is my favorite show on television, and what he's done there with that show. And, it's fun to see that. See, old guys can still keep going. Like, you've got years left, Dan.
Yeah.
In fact, if your ratings go down, I'll join you once a week next year. And we'll pump them up a little bit.
Oh, wow. Okay, now we're talking. Now
I'll
I'm going to
say something crazy.
Now I'm going to retire. you will say something crazy, that's for sure.
Yeah.
You're guaranteed to do that.
Guaranteed, and I try not to. My wife says, "Don't say that."
By the way, we've I think perfected our impersonation of you.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. All right.
This one?
Paulie, you asked me a question.
Coach, what do you think of your defense in the game against Georgetown?
No, that's not good enough. And by the way, we're not playing all zone defense next year at Syracuse. I'm making that prediction right now.
Wow. Syracuse comes out of the Stone Age. No more matchup zone. Wow. That's great. Have a great time there in Detroit. Thank you, Coach. Great to talk to you again.
Thanks, Dan.
That's Jim Boeheim. Just call him Jim. Yes, Tom.
Yeah, Julie cracking up in the background.
Oh, I know. I know. Because his wife knows that's him. That's his impersonation. And it's Mrs. Boeheim to you, Todd.
That's correct. Okay. Mrs. Boeheim.
Julie. Yeah, Julie. Yeah, Paul.
That clears a lot up, though, because the night of the game and he was, left the team an hour after, it seemed very vague and unclear who was making. But he said there's some little negotiation, some fine print at the end that both sides were. He's blamed both sides for not getting it done before the end of that game.
Once again, what I touched on with Coach and a source had given me detailed information on what could happen to March Madness. I'll have that for you coming up at the top of the hour because I want to check back in with him. I have a couple other questions on this. But I think it's not a question of if this is going to happen, but when. And you already have the model with college football, that college football is able to control this, not the NCAA. And I think that that's what you're going to get eventually with these power schools, Power Five schools, controlling March Madness. We'll take a break. Play of the day up next here. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up, and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? And not a website, but a person, an actual person in your community. That would also do it for free. There is that scenario. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge you. Everything is free. No fee for you to find a job. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest to you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. Wide range of opportunities, variety of industries, welding, sales, forklift operator, customer service. The team at Express is ready to help you or somebody you know find their next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or maybe a full-time role, a new one, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, or one application with Express Employment will put you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go into your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com. Expresspros.com.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Oh, my God.
The play, the play of the day.
Check this out.
Monk on the other side of things. It's Middleton trying to fight through screens. Monk, though, misses the three-pointer wide left. Rebounded by Lopez. He gives to Giannis the other way. They are into the front court. Here's a three-pointer from Giannis, and he drains another. We are even at 76 points apiece. Giannis Antetokounmpo in his return with 30 points.
Bucks Radio Network. Giannis finished with 46. I think four games this season of at least 46 points, tied with Joel Embiid and Luka for the most in the NBA this season. That's your play of the day. Play of the day is brought to you by the great folks at Simply Safe Home Security. Best home security system of 2023. That's because U.S. News recently named them that. Also the best of 2022 and 2021. SimplySafeDan.com. Customize the perfect system. No safe like Simply Safe. Lyle in Florida joins us now. Hi, Lyle. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. 60192. I had an idea for a DP show and Law and Order Organized Crime crossover.
Ooh, okay.
So Detective Stabler is at Radio Row at the Super Bowl, and he's investigating a money laundering and fraud scheme that involves NFL owner Don Schroeder.
Okay.
So he's at Radio Row hoping to bump into somebody. He walks by the Dan Patrick Show setup and overhears a guest throw out a very important piece of information that's vital to his investigation.
Okay.
Detective kind of hurries over, flashes his badge to you, Dan. He says, Detective Stabler, organized crime. And Dan, you say, oh, okay.
All right. Well, thank you, Lyle. I don't know if I need to get back at Chris Maloney because we're friends now. He called in. Everything is good, I think. Although he did say, stop lashing out at me. When I said that Taylor Heinicke is going to the Atlanta Falcons.
You're piling on a little bit at that moment.
Yes, I am. Hunter in North Carolina. Hey, Hunter, what's on your mind? Free agent tracker right now. The Chargers brought in Eddie Kendricks. That always sounds like a singer, right?
The Temptations, wasn't it? Eddie Kendricks. Eddie Kendricks.
And the Temptations, yeah. Sam Darnold going to the Niners. Patrick Peterson to the Steelers. Jesse Bates to the Falcons. That's a great sign. Let's see. Jimmy G going to the Raiders. Okay. Jacoby Myers going to the Raiders. Let's see. Anything else? I thought Javon Hargrave getting 4 years with the Niners. I thought that was a big deal because he's a good player. Eagles, you know, that's success. Buffalo Bills losing some players. The Eagles losing some players. Yeah, Paul.
We talked about this a couple months ago. The Niners have no money invested in the quarterback position.
Yeah.
They don't really have, they're not really paying Trey Lance yet. Yeah. All the guys make nothing, and now they can spend otherwise.
Yeah, you got Purdy and you got Trey Lance, and then this year is probably going to go a long way in who they're going to keep. And, you know, if you're going to have an extension there for any of them. But if you're Sam Darnold, so Sam Darnold was the third overall pick, and Trey Lance was the third overall pick in the draft. And here he is, the third quarterback. They're also trying to, I don't know if it's in vogue, but they're talking about the Josh Johnson rule. And that's the backup quarterback with the 49ers. He got hurt. Brock Purdy got hurt against the Eagles, and they brought in Christian McCaffrey as the backup quarterback, backup to the backup. And now they're trying to implement the Josh Johnson rule where you can have maybe a third quarterback on the roster, and maybe that's only for the playoffs, which would make sense because you want your product that's on display to be the best that it can possibly be. And that's, it certainly wasn't. I mean, that game was over in the first quarter. And maybe it was inevitable that the Eagles were going to dominate, but you don't even have a quarterback there. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, the Detroit Lions proposed this rule for the offseason for the NFL to look at. They said this third quarterback would come from the team's inactive roster or practice squad and can only enter a game if the first two quarterbacks are ruled out due to injury, not poor play for the rest of the game.
Ja Morant is in a counseling program. No return to the NBA. At least there's no date set right now. He is in a counseling program in Florida. There's no time frame for him coming back. He reportedly has been seeking assistance for what he described in a statement as a need to get help and work on learning better methods of dealing with the stress and his overall well-being. Franchise announced that Morant would be out through Wednesday's game with the Miami Heat, but there's no time frame for him coming back to the team. You know, you're trying to figure this out, getting ready for the postseason, and whatever he's working on, needing that time away, more time away. And, you know, this is something that we saw live. Whereas the other things of the, you know, stories about Ja Morant, he is alleged to have, you know, had an altercation at a mall or a teenager. Like there's wiggle room there with Ja Morant. But what we saw here, where you're flashing a gun, you're in a strip club, 5 in the morning, you know, now it's not allegedly, you did. And, you know, this is probably where somebody had a coming to Jesus moment with him to say, look, you're 23. You've got $1 billion ahead of you. You can be the best American-born basketball player in the NBA. You got a new shoe coming out April 1st with Nike. Like, there's all these things you got to understand. Now, it doesn't happen like that. You know, if you have your depression or substance abuse, and people can say to you, you got to get better. Well, it doesn't happen like that. You got to work on trying to get better. And Ja Morant's got to work on himself. Yeah, Seton.
And it's way better to do it at 23 than 33.
Well, he may not get to 33 if he doesn't work on it at 23. And, you know, and I think a lot of times, and you'll hear this from athletes, once you get success, everybody comes out of the woodwork. Like they know you got money. Everybody's going to ask you for something. Nobody tells you no. You know, there's a lot that goes along with that, being a star at that age and having that kind of money. All right, top of the hour. I got some really interesting things to say about March Madness and maybe where we're headed. Great source on this, detailed what he thinks could happen with March Madness in the not-too-distant future. You're going to want to listen.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.